Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. In California, a state of emergency remains in effect with tens of thousands still without power after heavy rains and catastrophic flooding. The death toll continues to grow, including a toddler who died when a tree fell on his home. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti in Sacramento County.
North of San Francisco, a redwood tree fell onto a mobile home.
The frantic father came out of the house holding the child. He said, "My child's not breathing."
That toddler died. In Sacramento County, one man told us he had been searching for his sister for 3 days. Later, emergency crews found her body in a submerged car.
The eruption of the Kilauea volcano in Hawaii has started again away from residential communities. The volcano alert level has been raised to red. For a third day, the House of Representatives adjourns without electing a speaker. Hard right Republican factions have been standing firm in voting against Republican leader Kevin McCarthy. CBS's Nicole Killian with more.
No gavel for GOP leader Kevin McCarthy.
We're just going to keep working until we solve it.
With his reputation on the line, the California Republican worked the floor, engaged in intense conversations, and he made new concessions to win over party holdouts. That includes making it easier for any member to oust the speaker and giving his opponents 2 seats on the powerful Rules Committee, which vets legislation.
Authorities in Enoch, Utah say a man killed his 5 children, mother-in-law, and wife before turning the gun on himself after his wife had filed for divorce. Enoch Mayor Jeffrey Chess says the close-knit community is in shock.
This is a tremendous blow to many, many families who have spent many, many nights with these individuals who are now gone.
Days after collapsing on the field and suffering cardiac arrest, doctors say Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin is now alert, moving his hands and feet, but still unable to speak. CBS's Charlie DeMar reports.
Buffalo Bills star quarterback Josh Allen says his teammates are grateful for the progress Hamlin's making.
We heard that news and, you know, we're extremely happy for him and his family.
Still, Hamlin's doctors say he has a long way to go in his recovery.
There are many, many steps still ahead of him. From our standpoint, we would like to see him continue to improve, to be completely breathing on his own.
The NFL says it will not resume the Bills-Bengals game that was suspended Monday night. U.S. officials say they will send Ukraine nearly $3 billion in military aid in a new package that will, for the first time, include several dozen Bradley fighting vehicles. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Metner with your headlines. Wisconsin is one of 20 states that hasn't raised the minimum wage above the federal level of $7.25 an hour. 50 Senate Republicans and 7 Senate Democrats voted against hiking the wage to $15 in 2021. Wisconsin has some of the greatest racial wealth disparities in the country, where 14% of children live in poverty. Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard has proposed legislation to increase Wisconsin's minimum wage, saying that 1 in 3 Wisconsin workers would be helped by the increase. Use less salt on your driveway and sidewalks. Experts say waterways in Wisconsin are being contaminated with salt, and sodium levels are even rising in well water. Salt runoff from roads is leading to saltier water everywhere. Wisconsin's DNR says Lake Michigan has become 7.5 times saltier since the 1800s. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit wesaysaveit.org. That's wesaysaveit.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It's not
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk, from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
The Chris Hahn Show.
I'm back. Hey, don't forget, if you missed a second of my interview with Sarah Burris, download the Aggressive Progressive podcast wherever you get your podcast. New episodes on Tuesday. Sarah's interview will be in there. And of course, I'm at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com is my website. All right, Sarah. So that last segment probably got me thrown off of at least five markets, but that's okay. I can hear my syndicator calling me now saying, Chris, maybe your talk about Nick Fuentes, but I truly do believe that that's his problem. Now, I don't, it's not an excuse for his hatred, but I do believe that's why he hates. I just, and I think that that's probably the case for most people who hate. Like Donald Trump had it right. It could be a 400-pound guy in his basement, or it could be Nick Fuentes, right? That's what it is. So
there's no other option. That is really the two choices. Or he could just be happy.
Yeah. Yeah,
people, big drag queen with a lot of glitter and
yeah, whatever floats his boat. As long as he's not hurting anybody, I'm happy with. Just go do it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, nobody's going to judge you. It's fine. Just do what you got to do. Oh God. All right. So there's a lot going on. You know, speaking of doing what you got to do, Congress finally did something about marriage equality and codified it, at least nationally. Now, they didn't extend it and make the states do it, which is the bigger problem, because I think these courts right now are going to let the states do whatever the hell they want. But give me your take here.
So I am kind of split on this, because I'm all for, they didn't actually codify same-sex marriage. What they said is that all states have to recognize a marriage, regardless of the person or the gender, from every other state. So it basically, like, if you're in Kansas or Oklahoma, they pass anti-marriage into the Constitution. So the second that the Supreme Court says, yeah, we're going to unmake same-sex marriage, you still can't get married in Oklahoma or Kansas anymore. You still have to travel somewhere,
right,
to do it.
But you could still, you could still be married in Oklahoma, right, or Kansas.
But it just seems so. I mean, then you're basically separate but equal. You know, it just, you're not equal in your own state.
Yeah,
and that's not the way that it should ever work.
I don't understand, though. You know, look, I think the voters this last election sent the message.
Mm-hmm.
These social conservative measures being handed down by the courts are unacceptable. And I would imagine that. So, look, I don't know that the court's influenced by this. In fact, I think they're not influenced by it. I think that there's a whole organization, you know, infrastructure set up around conservative justices to insulate them from the public, right? You know, the Federalist Society and all these other, you know, conservative, you know, legal organizations that make them feel like this is the way to go and they just never leave there. They're in a bubble the same way a lot of people who vote Republican are in a bubble. But I think that the people who run for office are starting to feel the pressure.
Well, interestingly, so we talked to a couple of people on the Hill, mostly senators this week. And I did a story about this where we had a bunch of different interviews asking Republican senators, like, what happened in Georgia? Like, what is it? You know, was it that he was a crappy candidate? Was it that, you know, the issues were different? And I remember there was at least one senator who whenever we asked about the policies, like, do you think that people just don't, you know, like the Republican policies? And she was just like, no, that's not it. I mean, and then she just rattled off a whole bunch of things that, you know, Republicans say how much they hate about Democrats, you know, like this or Biden this and the Senate this and Schumer and Pelosi and, like, you know, all of the buzzwords. But there were no solutions in there. And so she sort of walked herself into, you know, this ramble about, well, maybe if we had more optimistic solutions. And then you're just like, yeah, what if you just had any?
Yeah.
You know, like over and over again, it's the same thing with McCain and the thumbs down, where everybody's all for repeal and replace, but you don't have your replace.
Right. What's the replace? Right.
There's no solutions. It's just all negative.
It's like problem. It's like, you know, Trump's healthcare plan's coming in 2 weeks. It's coming. It's 2 weeks out. No.
Is it infrastructure week yet?
Yeah. Trump would come up with a plan behind closed doors and people would be like, Mr. President, that's Obamacare. That's what we have now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mr. President, that's Medicare. That's single payer. We're all against that. Oh, we are? Like, that's what would happen when Trump was president. I'm telling you, I've heard this from people who worked for him. The reason
totally. And I mean, even with the infrastructure stuff, whenever he was like, I'm gonna pass this infrastructure stuff, and with the Republicans, you know, they were talking about $1 trillion and he was like, why not make it two?
Yeah, well, we need $2 trillion.
And Democrats were like, hell yeah, bring it on.
Yeah, bring it. We'll do it. We'll do two trillion. Absolutely. It was his own party holding him back from those things sometimes, which was kind of funny when you think about it. But no, they never came up with another plan because the plans that they came up with are all the plans. The Democrats co-opted their original plan, right?
Exactly. It was
the Heritage Foundation.
Exactly. Yeah.
Romney passed it in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And then Obama said, all right, well, if Romney could pass it, I'll pass it.
Right.
And now Republicans are like, no, we don't want that either.
Oh, no.
So they're really, the problem Republicans have is they are just an opposition party. They are not a party that is capable of actually governing. And we're going to find that out in a major way in about 5 weeks when they take over the House of Representatives, 4 weeks when they take over the House of Representatives. And we're going to see that they have no real ideas, that all they're here to talk about is, you know, Hunter Biden's laptop and things they hate.
Yep. It's all hearings. And even McCarthy is talking about that. Like, he's listing off all the different hearings. And it's like, what are your bills?
Yeah. What legislation? Like, what's your legislative agenda? What are you going to try to get done? Nothing.
I mean, you've got actual Republicans and Democrats behind the scenes trying to figure out immigration at the last minute before. They want to do it before Congress is you know, switches over.
Well, they should just they should pass the 2013 immigration bill that passed the Senate. They should just pass that now in the House and send it to the Senate, and it'll pass the Senate.
Yeah.
It was a good bill. And by the way, it had something for everybody. There was border security money in that bill, you know, and there was a pathway to citizenship in that bill, and there was a process for workers in that bill. It had something for everybody. And it was a bipartisan.
Republicans in the Senate supported it.
And Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham and Chuck Schumer drafted the bill in the Senate.
And no Republicans in the House are going to vote for it anyway. So just let them, you know, stew in their own whatever, their own Nick Fuentes juice.
Yeah.
And
Nick Fuentes' problem is there is no juice. That's part of the problem with Nick Fuentes. I think I just lost another three affiliates with that, but it's okay.
Oh, Lord.
It's okay. Not a lot of money in radio these days anyway, so we don't need to know.
That's because you don't put out. I mean, that's
Well, I do, just not on the radio. I'm not getting paid enough.
Right. So
it's just one of those things, though. It's like, what do you stand for? We know what you're against. You're against everything good, right? You're against forgiving student loans. You're against health care. You're against infrastructure. You're against marriage equality. What are you for?
You hate the gays. You hate the ladies.
You hate the gays. You hate women. You hate kids. You hate old people. You hate young people. You hate immigrants. You know, okay, you like corporations, but what are you going to do for them? Because you don't even like them because they're too woke for you now. What are you for? You know, I mean, that has been my question to conservatives over and over and over again. What are you for? And they cannot tell me.
They're for red state evangelicals.
We're for land masses having an equal right to vote as people. Like,
right?
That's what they want.
Yeah.
They want the land mass to have votes and the people not to have votes.
Right.
Shouldn't we gerrymander everything so that Democrats can never win? Okay, let's say Democrats never won. What are you going to do then? Like, what's your plan? Smaller government? But that's never been the case when they actually govern. It's crazy. It's crazy. I'm digressing here, but we have more segments to talk, you and I. We've got more to talk about. So I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with my good friend, Sarah Burris. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to PaintByNote.com. Like a music note, paint by note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered snow showers overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 26. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 31. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 18. A dusting of snow overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Ignore everything else you heard today and listen up. The Chris Hahn Show is on the air.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, download the Aggressive Progressive Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, you name it, it's there. Follow me on Twitter, at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. If you want to find out more about me, check me out there. I'm back with my good friend Sarah Burris. Sarah Brittany Griner coming home. Paul Whelan still staying in Russia. We're sending the Merchant of Death back to Russia in exchange. Look, I'm happy she's coming home. I mean, this is ridiculous that she's there. It's also ridiculous that there's a nation as big and powerful as Russia that will grab Americans just to make a deal like that. What do you make of what's going on?
Yeah, I do think like the biggest shame out of all of this is it shouldn't have happened to begin with, where, you know, basically a professional sports player in the United States doesn't make the same money as the male players do. So she has to go to another country, in the off season.
Right.
To be able to make money.
And by the way, the fact that she was arrested means no more American basketball players are going to Russia to play basketball. It's a ridiculous.
Nobody
thing.
Should.
Right.
Absolutely. But that's the start of it that really pissed me off. The second piece of it too is, you know, it's just pot. It's just.
And it wasn't even pot. It was like a little bit of like oil.
Yeah, it was a vape cartridge?
Yeah, it was like a single vape cartridge or something like that that she left in her vape thing. It's so dumb. It's so dumb. So dumb.
I mean, but you're right. Like the fact that we're basically giving away this dude who is the Merchant of Death. Granted, he has been in prison for 15 years. Well, like 11 years, but he's been in custody for 15 years.
Yeah.
I don't think he necessarily has all of the contacts that he used to, maybe. I don't know if the reason that they really focused on him was because he used to be FSB and Putin used to be FSB. And so I don't know if they have a relationship and that.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do.
I think the other piece too, and I heard this, I can't remember who said it on MSNBC, but it made total sense, is he knows where he sold all of his weapons to. And Russia needs weapons right now really bad. So that could be a part of it as well.
You think they're going to get 13-year-old weapons back?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how desperate are you?
Yeah.
Stuff from North Korea. Might maybe work.
And I'm sure Russia knows where he sold these weapons too, right? I mean, like, I don't think a guy like that operated outside. I mean, the Russian state is not like the United States. They are a criminal enterprise. It's like a mob-run state, frankly.
Yeah.
This guy was a capo. I'm sure the Don knew where everything was going.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you would think if Putin is as in control as everybody thinks he is.
Now, do you think that they made this deal knowing that they just picked up a lot of Russians in Germany and they probably could get Paul Weldon back that way?
Maybe. I mean, I think that there is probably another. I know that they were trying to get both of them for the merchant guy. But the Russians just wouldn't agree to it. So I'm wondering if they're just going to try and do it through somebody else. But I mean, this poor guy has been, remember, Otto Warmbier, whenever Trump brought him back, Weyland was in Russia then.
Yeah.
He was in prison in Russia then. Like, he's been there for a really, really long time. And it's just frustrating. And I feel so bad for his family. I do think that it was more dangerous for Brittany Griner because she's a lesbian and Russia notoriously hates, you know, it's like, okay, they don't really like brown people. They don't really like, they really hate lesbians. They don't really like women that much either.
Yeah.
And, you know, they certainly don't like Americans.
Well, we're going to find out how they were treating her. You know, I mean, she's,
yeah,
should be back momentarily. I mean, it was scary. I mean, she looked okay on the plane, right? She looked like she wasn't, you know, she hadn't deteriorated much in the 9 months or so that she's been there.
Yeah.
Which is good.
I wonder if she'll ever be able to play ball again, like stuff like that, where you wonder how much of her life is over.
Well, that's the problem. Like, this is a woman who was like 6'4", 6'5", and she was in a cell that was not much bigger than her. So I don't know how she was able to keep fit during those times. But you know what? You know, my experience with professional athletes is that they are resilient and they get injured and they come back and they get back to that level. And I think this is going to be treated like an injury for her. And I think, you know, 2 months from now, she'll be back on the court doing what she does.
I think that part of it is possible. The thing I worry about is the psychological impact. I mean, they had talked about a couple of months ago how she was losing hope. And, you know, there's got to be a piece of this that is really hard on you emotionally.
Yeah.
And I think that too is why they, you know, grabbed her instead of Paul Whelan.
Well, I am, you know, looking forward to hearing from her. You know, I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that that's going to happen sooner rather than later. And I hope she gets paid a big sum of money for her first interview. So for all those people out there looking to land her an interview, let's pay her because, you know, she just gave up 9 months of her life. And she was going there so she could support her family through the sport that she's dedicated her life to. And maybe she should make a couple of bucks off this and write a book about her experience or whatever it is. But I'm happy she's coming home. I hope this other guy comes home. You know, this situation with Russia needs to be resolved. We can't have this rogue actor on the world stage for much longer. And I feel like they've been embarrassed into submission somewhat by Ukraine, but not totally. And something's got to give here. And I think the Chinese have got to be part of the solution, too. And I know it's hard to say that, but I think that's got to be it. All right. Look, going to take one more break. Then I'll come back and we will finish our conversation. Okay? Because America wants to hear what Sarah Burris and Raw Story is writing about. And they want to hear the rest of the Chris Hahn Show. So I'll be right back.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. California's latest overhead rivers moved a bit inland, but there are more of them due, and this latest one has left risks of flooded roads and toppled trees.
The warnings continue for those in their homes to stay inside and to not go onto the roadways until this storm clears.
Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti. On Capitol Hill, 11 ballots now for Speaker of the House. No gavel so far for Kevin McCarthy, who still has hopes the 20 or so fellow Republicans opposed to him will come around.
This is a new thought we're going to have. We have a five-seat majority, so it's not one side's going to get more than another. It's the entire conference is going to have to learn how to work together.
The five bodies found Wednesday in Enoch, Utah were a family, a murder-suicide by the father, according to investigators, Mayor Jeffrey Chess.
It's not too often something like this hits very close to home. In fact, the Hates were my neighbors. The youngest children played in my yard with my sons.
CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Gasoline prices in Wisconsin are going back up. AAA says the statewide average went up 9 cents yesterday to $3.11 a gallon for regular. That's 20 cents higher than it was a week ago. AAA blames temporary refinery shutdowns in late December due to bad weather. Demand for fuel is also on the rise. People in Wisconsin have a little more time to sound off about the state's wolf management plan. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is extending the public comment period through the end of February. The DNR says Wisconsin's wolf management strategy hasn't been updated since 2017. Wardens say Wisconsin's wolf population has changed since then. In sports, the Bucks just barely beat Toronto last night, 104-101. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
I was about to get on the radio and be interviewed, and all of a sudden, I see something out of the corner of my eye move. It was a squirrel.
Oh, that's not good.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I couldn't find the squirrel, but I knew it was somewhere in the house. I ended up naming him Albert. He was relocated to Brookfield, so he is now a suburban squirrel.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had
representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, and our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I was reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Morning, Mama. How you feeling?
Great, and I'm ready for you today.
I'm checking in on you. Morning meditation?
Check.
Dressed and ready to work out?
Check.
Check your blood pressure yet?
And check.
Boom! Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings?
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
America's favorite progressive, The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I am back. Hey, don't forget, download the Aggressive Progressive podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And you'll hear the Sarah Burris interview in its entirety. You don't want to miss that. So check it out over there on the Aggressive Progressive podcast, at Christopher Hunt on Twitter, Christopher Hunt NY on Instagram. I'm on TV a lot, and I'm doing multiple networks right now. And you want to follow me on Twitter to find out where I'm going to be, because it's pretty cool when I'm on TV. At least, it used to be cool. It's kind of lost its luster now. I mean, it's not cool for me. It might be cool for you. I hope it's cool for you. I don't know. Anyway, I'm digressing. I'm back with Sarah Burris from Raw Story. Sarah, you know, we spent a lot of time talking about Donald Trump's asexual buddy, Nick Fuentes, and yay. But we didn't spend any time talking about the fact that this man wants to tear up the Constitution of the United States of America. And as bad as that is, for me, what's worse is how few Republicans have come out and said, this man's a maniac. He has no place in our party. The only person who's really come out and said that was Mitt Romney, who's been, you know, voted to impeach the guy. So, you know, give credit where credit's due. But even McConnell, when he condemned the statement, didn't really condemn Trump.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, hell, it took us 3 days just to get John Cornyn to admit that, I wouldn't have had brunch with Nick Fuentes. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
3 days of tracking him down and asking him day after day after day until finally he was like, yeah, that's not something I would have done.
I want to have lunch with that strange asexual man. I mean, I've had lunch with other white supremacists, but I wouldn't have lunch with the guy who would openly say it.
Right. So, I mean, tracking people down for that and then...
By the way, all of my southern senators kind of have a foghorn leghorn effect. I'll say, I would not. And I know that that's demeaning to white southern senators, but I don't really care. So.
Except Lindsey Graham sounds sort of like this breathless southern belle.
No, Lindsey Graham, I do declare.
The vapors are just getting to me. I must lie down. No, I feel faint. Lindsay, have a mint julep that I could sip on.
Exactly. He looks like he should be hanging out in Savannah, or mm-hmm. or you know, they got it wrong with Blanche DuBois in the movies. Like, she was supposed to be Louisianan, which is not the same as Southern Belle, but that's she was true. Played as a Southern Belle, which is different in Louisiana. So Lindsey Graham is kind of what people see as Blanche DuBois. I can always depend on the kindness of strangers. Donald Trump, John McCain was a stranger. Donald Trump's a stranger. You know, it's like, sorry.
He needs like a nice peach-colored gauzy dress.
I say, young man. Will you help me with my bookcase? I don't know what that means. And there goes my affiliate in Louisiana.
Oh, man. Louisiana people aren't like that. That's the thing. I do love Louisiana, but mostly because I'm really into crawfish and everything else that you could possibly put in a
po' boy. You know,
no, more gumbo. I'm more into like the gumbos and the etouffee and the, you know, I'm a saucy kind of gal.
You can't get good gumbo in New York. It's like one of the few things you can't get here. Like, you could get good Vietnamese food, pretty much any international food. Gumbo is something they make in the South, and it doesn't come out the same up here for some reason. I have yet to find it. I'm sure there's probably a place. I just haven't found it.
There's a couple places in Washington that are okay. But yeah, like one of the good thing of Katrina is that a bunch of people from New Orleans moved to Oklahoma City, after the hurricane. So there are a couple of, you know, Cajun places that are legit Cajun. And when I'm home for the holidays, it's just like, I will have all of the things, please.
So we're digressing again, because that's what happens.
I'm sorry.
When friends talk
about food.
So friends who've never met. So let's talk about this, though, this tearing up the Constitution. When are conservatives going to say enough with this nonsense about losing the election? I read an article today that the Republican Party is seriously considering changing their stance on mail-in ballots because they're losing elections because they're not encouraging people to use mail-in ballots. You know, when are they going to part ways with these sore losers, the Carrie Lakes of the world, who I have been saying that my theory is she didn't really want to win. She wants to host the 9 o'clock hour on Fox News. And I believe she will be doing that on Sundays, on Saturday. She won't get 9 prime time, Monday through Friday, but she'll get Saturday night at 9 o'clock. She'll be the new Judge Jeanine Pirro. When are they going to just stop allowing people to run around being whiny little bees?
Yeah, no kidding. And I think just being generally bad candidates. It's one thing to be whiny and to have crap policies, but like even toward the end, Walker wasn't even out there campaigning. He would drive around with some of the other senators and hop out at a parking lot somewhere and talk to 20 people. And that was his idea of campaigning.
Right.
He went to the football game, the Georgia game, during the Thanksgiving weekend, and that was really all he did.
He didn't campaign at that game. Like, you would think that a guy who was like the all-time great from that school would have walked around the parking lot and talked to everybody and been a hero.
Yeah, every car, every tailgate, everybody would have had a bumper sticker on the car when they left, you know, that kind of deal. But no.
I worked for a guy named Chuck Schumer who would go to Little League games and campaign to people who didn't know him. And this guy, everybody in that parking lot knew who he was. Every single person. And it would have been a great thing. I mean, think about it. I mean, you know, I don't know if it would have won or lost, but he probably could have met 5,000 people that day.
Yeah.
They were afraid.
And probably could have met some people that were from other states that could have been really good donors.
Yeah, but most importantly, though, like, you could have met a few voters within Georgia who would have gotten excited about meeting you, and maybe they turn out and vote. And but they were more afraid of him having a conversation that was caught on video that made him look like an idiot.
Yeah. Because every time he opened his mouth, he looked like an idiot.
And that's the problem when you nominate somebody to run for the United States Senate who cannot comprehend issues that are important to people in the United States Senate.
But hey, Tommy Tuberville's bill got elected, so there you go.
Yeah, well, they hid him too, right? I mean, Tommy Tuberville, you know, again, Alabama and Georgia are two very different states, right? And while, you know, unless they would have found out that Tommy Tuberville was a pedophile, like the other guy that lost in Alabama, yeah, he was going to win. And Tommy Tuberville wasn't as punchy. And I hate calling him. I hate kicking Herschel Walker on his intelligence and on the fact that, you know, as a former athlete, he probably got hit, you know, way too many times. But Tommy Tuberville, you know, wasn't as bad as Herschel Walker.
Yeah, that is very true. He did not have any debate issues like werewolves versus vampires. But I think that really...
By the way, what would you rather be? A werewolf or a vampire?
I'm going to go with vampire because I wouldn't have to shave my legs.
Yeah, me too. I'd go with vampire and I would just avoid werewolves.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's it. I'd be good. I'd avoid werewolves. I already avoid church. So I would avoid werewolves, church, and garlic. And, you know, the garlic part would be hard for me because I am Italian.
That would be very difficult.
I eat a lot of garlic. We were just talking about gumbo. I eat a lot of garlic. But I would definitely go with vampire. I'd be on team vampire, if you will.
Does it make you shimmer, you know, like if it was that kind of vampire where you sort of looked like a stripper all the time?
Well, can I be could the vampire me be me at like 19?
Right? Like, that's the thing, is can I be the young, hot vampire?
Yeah. Do I got to be me now? Like, that's the question. See, this is the debate Herschel Walker should have been having, right?
Exactly.
Like, do you get to
be
the
real issues that matter to him?
Yes. Yes. It's funny, though, when that came up about his whole vampire thing, I started thinking about when I was in law school and like debates I would have with other students in law school. And we never really had great debates about the law. One day we did have a major blowout debate about who would win in a fight, the Starship Enterprise or an Imperial Star Destroyer from Star Wars.
Oh, damn.
I was on Star Destroyer. I was like, look, Star Destroyer has a whole fleet of TIE fighters that could take on the Enterprise. And they're like, well, the people who run the Enterprise are smarter. I'm like, it doesn't matter if you've got 1,000 ships coming at you. You're going to die. They didn't have ships that came off of the Enterprise that would attack you.
That's true, but you probably could have gone back in time and just blown them up before they even got started.
That's true.
There's always the time loop thing.
Yes, that is true. See that? This is why we have you on, for these deep insights on issues that matter to Americans every single day. So, you know, and again, I think we started this conversation just now talking about Trump ripping up the Constitution and why Republicans won't, you know, denounce it.
I mean, they won't do it because they're afraid. That's
But let me ask you this, and I said this at the beginning of the show. I think that before Kevin McCarthy and his majority read the Constitution aloud on the floor of the House of Representatives, every reporter in Washington should ask every Republican who's about to do that how they feel about Donald Trump ripping up the Constitution, and does that disqualify him from being president? And frankly,
we followed a bunch of them around and asked them, and they him and haw, and they dance around it as much as they can because they do not want to say, you know, like a lot of them are like, oh, well, you know, I think there could be some changes and some updates. And it's like, wow. Yeah.
Well, until they dump him, they're stuck with him. And Sarah, I'm not stuck with you. I've got to end this interview right now. It's always great. Check her out in Raw Story. I tweet out her stuff all the time. She's one of the best. Sarah Burris, thank you for joining me. Always fun.
Thank you. Everybody have a good holiday season.
Absolutely. All right, America, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back. and I'm going to wrap up the Chris Hahn Show. Stay where you are.
Have you ever dreamt of having a podcast made about your family? Now, you can do just that with Family Sounds. Our team of professional radio and podcast producers will create audio documentaries about your family members and real-life heroes. To learn more about Family Sounds and receive a special discount, visit www.family-sounds.com. Family Sounds. Your memories in a podcast.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Notes system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to PaintByNote.com. Like a music note. Paint by Note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered snow showers overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 26. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 31. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 18. A dusting of snow overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
This ain't no ditto head. The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, I got a podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive Chris Hahn. If you missed any of that wide-ranging, I mean, I don't even know how to describe that interview. I just have it with Sarah. It's not really an interview. I don't really have interviews with Sarah Burris. I have like discussions with her. And we covered about 1,000 topics, not all of them political. Check out the Aggressive Progressive podcast every Tuesday, new episodes, wherever you get your podcasts. At Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com is my website. I don't update it that often, but it's got the links to everything else. So, all right. So, America, we have survived another election. It's over. They have all been settled. The votes are done. Herschel Walker, to his credit, conceded the night he lost. Did not drag it out. Did not cry. Did not make excuses. I appreciate that. For those of you who won, whose party won, don't gloat. For those of you who lost, don't despair. There will be another election. A federal election in 2 years, there'll be plenty of elections between now and then. Local elections, library board, school board, sanitation commissioner. I love elections. I love that in this country, we settle our political disputes at the ballot box and not at the point of a gun. The peaceful transfer of power has been happening here for over 200 years, and it was almost disrupted in 2021, actually. That can't be forgotten. Accountability is absolutely required so that it doesn't happen again. Now, we've seen some accountability. Elmer Rhodes is going to prison, the head of the Proud Boys, no, the Oath Keepers. And he's going to prison on charges of seditious conspiracy, convicted by a jury of his peers. So, you know, next time some ridiculous conservative says there was no sedition. Yes, there was. A jury found Elmer Stuart Rhodes guilty of sedition. Sedition is treason without a foreign adversary. That's how you think of sedition. For those of you who don't know what sedition is, it's basically treason, except for you don't work with an enemy that's of a foreign country. It's just domestic treason. Call it that. Maybe we should stop calling sedition and start calling it domestic treason so everybody knows what we're talking about. He's gone. He's going to jail for a very long time. Good. But there are others who should be held accountable too. And I'm very interested to see what the January 6th committee is going to come up with. I'm very interested to see what the special prosecutor looking into all the Trump and January 6th crimes will come up with. Because without accountability, this is going to happen again. And the people running around the country like Carrie Lake right now, pretending that if Republicans lose elections, they must be stolen elections. They need to be held accountable. They need to be called out. They need to be booed. And they need to be called out by their own party, not just by me. Not just by progressives and Democrats. But they need to be booed by everyone. Conservatives, Republicans, call them out. End this insanity. We settle our differences in this country at the ballot box. Not with a bullet. People like Stuart Rhodes wanted to settle with a bullet. People like Carrie Lake encourage people like Stuart Rhodes. They make this a very dangerous place to serve right now. Far more dangerous than it should be. and they need to be held accountable for their actions. Because without accountability, these are just dress rehearsals. And I'm tired of it. You should be tired of it too. So before each of these idiots in the House of Representatives stand up and read the Constitution, we need to ask them where they stand on those things.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.